Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Loving y'all on the text line today. Texter writes, will Lisa Page be arrested today? If we ignored a subpoena, wouldn't we lose our jobs? Okay, well, Lisa Page has already had to quit her job at the FBI in shame. But yeah, if we ignored a subpoena, wouldn't we lose our job? Yeah, you probably lose your job. It wouldn't surprise me, and there'd be an arrest warrant out for you. So, I mean, you get arrested, you know. Most places you work, that's a firing offense, especially if you're not at work because you're arrested. Now, think about the irony of this, okay? So, the Congress has issued a subpoena demanding that Lisa Page appear before them. You know the one. She was Peter Strzok's lover. And, yes, they were the ones talking about the insurance policy and how the rest of us, how horrified they are looking at the rest of us Trump voters when they see us at Walmart. You know those people. And at the top of the FBI. And so she was an attorney. She was a high-ranking FBI attorney. You know what that means she did all day? Subpoenas. Yeah, subpoenas and FISA warrant applications, stuff like that. For regular schmoes like us. Yeah, not her. Yeah, so she just had her letter, her lawyer write a letter to Congress. You try this next time you get a subpoena. I haven't had enough time to prepare. Plus, I got to file my nails. My hair needs to be dyed. I got nothing to wear. Can you imagine sending that letter to the FBI? Oh, that subpoena. Yeah, I am not going to have time this week. I'm not. Yeah, they'd throw you in the back of some kind of squad car and haul you in. So the woman whose job it was to put together, all of the legal stuff needed for the subpoenas, is like, yeah, subpoenas, they don't apply to me. They don't. No, I'm not going to go. I'll come when it's convenient for me. Folks, if our judicial system for regular people operated like that, it would grind to a halt. It's just so... just the absolute arrogance of these people. Now, keep in mind what we just learned about Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. Because what came out Friday, it got buried in all the Supreme Court stuff and everything going on. It was a bomb. Well, they buried it deliberately. It was a bombshell in the Hill. I've been talking about this for 2 days. And what it is a series of emails that John Solomon got a hold of at the Hill. John Solomon doing pretty much the only real reporting for a mainstream media reporter on this issue, in which they went back and forth and said, yeah, you know, we got to go get some dirt. We got to get dirt on all these Trump people. We got to find something bad on them so we can get a warrant to spy on them. I didn't put it that bluntly, but that's what they were saying. And what is remarkable about those memos, and Lisa Page was one of the couple of people that were exchanging them back. What is so remarkable about those memos, here's from The Hill. The day after Trump's surprising win on November 9th, the FBI counterintelligence team, which included subpoenas don't apply to me, Lisa Page, engaged in a new mission, bluntly described in another string of emails, prompted by another news. Anyway, it's a string of emails that they wrote. It's a long story, but the string of emails that they wrote. And what they basically were saying side back and forth, well, you know, we need an entire list of the whole Trump team. Because we have to find derogatory CI info. That's counterintelligence info. So they didn't say, you're supposed to start these investigations from we got a tip that there's collusion, or, hey, this person did this thing that appears to be illegal. No, they wanted the whole Trump team. Just go through them one by one. Can we find any dirt? That's not how the Fourth Amendment works, folks. That's not that. So this woman who's sitting around up there at the FBI when she's not, you know, issuing other subpoenas and doing the work, legwork to get them as an attorney, is trying to find dirt on the Trump team because she doesn't like him. And now her position is, subpoena? Me? No. Of course, you can only get too angry at her. Right? I mean, because it's not like Congress is going to do anything. I mean, that would actually recall Paul, you know, require Paul Ryan to have some sort of vote. You know what I mean? Censure from Congress, contempt of Congress, something like that. You know, and all, I mean, if you lease a page and you're like, well, all those documents containing our crimes have been under subpoenas for like, you know, a year. And, well, we just blew them off and the Congress isn't doing anything. And all that happens is Trey Gowdy bangs his fist against the desk and says bad stuff's going to happen, but then it never does. And then she just goes back to filing her nails. All right, so Congress did this. Congress did this. I mean, don't kid yourself. Establish the idea like, well, you know, if you want to comply with the subpoena, that'll be fine. But, you know, if you don't feel like complying with the subpoena, then, you know, we'll be okay with that, too. I'm trying to find this real quick because this is, where did this go? Yeah, no, I don't have it. But anyway, it was Judge Jeanine, and she was just freaking out last week because she was talking, you know, Devin Nunes is on there, as he often does, and he's a good guy. But Devin Nunes was saying, hey, you know, we're going to crack down on them if they don't meet our deadline. And she's like, you have given them a deadline to turn over the subpoena material. There's been like three of them in the last 2 weeks. They keep ignoring you. I mean, Are y'all ever going to, you know, make them comply, have a vote, censure somebody, I mean, something? No? So that's what's going on with that. Yes, at least a page. And you know what? If she doesn't want to show up, I mean, by gosh, why should she? Why should she show up? I would doubt she ever shows up. Because that would require actual, you know, vote to be scheduled by Paul Ryan. I don't think that's going to happen. Here it is. This is Judge Jeanine with Devin Nunes. Finally ripping the Band-Aid off of all this.
What I want to know now is if they don't give you that information, what can you do to the FBI and DOJ? You've given them more deadlines. Now we had yesterday they were supposed to give us stuff. Now maybe Monday or Tuesday. This investigation's been going on for a year. At some point, don't you guys feel impotent?
The FBI and DOJ have had plenty of opportunities to tell us what happened before July 31st.
But they haven't.
They have not.
Right.
They have not. They have not. Now, ultimately here, the president of the United States, it's his DOJ and his FBI. And at some point here, he needs to get involved.
Okay, so let me translate what Devin Nunes just said there when she called him on the carpet. Congress isn't going to do anything. We're not going to do anything. Devin Nunes, I'm sure, would love to do something. He's a good guy. He's been probably the number one person in Congress fighting the coup, the attempted coup on our president by the intel agencies. But this is Devin Nunes essentially saying, listen, I can't get Paul Ryan to call a boat. I can't get them to, you know, do anything but have Trey Gowdy bang on the table and say bad things will happen, but then they never do. And so what he's saying is, you know, it's not going to happen. Trump's going to have to do it. Trump's going to have to do it. So that's where we are. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Meanwhile, do you see what the Democrats are doing? Yeah, the Democrats have rediscovered the Constitution, which they do not like when the Supreme Court justice that you nominate wants to implement anything having to do with the Constitution, like actually follow the Constitution. They freak out. But they want to use the Constitution to, quote, save our democracy. Wait till you hear what they're planning to do if the GOP approves Brett Kavanaugh. Texter writes, President Trump is the only one they do not have anything on. He is the only one that can do something without repercussions. Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, on the thing. Texter writes, the breadth of the FISA warrants scooped up much of Congress. If they do anything, they'll be exposed for the crooks and perverts they are. The FBI knows that. Texter writes about Brett Kavanaugh. Let's force the left into a long, expensive fight. Make them hire more protesters. Reduce their advertising budget going into the midterms. Huh. Yeah, it's just George Soros' money, though. I don't know. Texter writes, if Lisa Page can get by with ignoring a subpoena, then it proves my theory. There's not a testicle in Congress. Hmm. P. People that carry guns need to learn to conceal them properly. Another texter writes, is it to the mystery of the hand warmers being the bestseller for, you know, what people fast ship the most in the state of South Carolina? They had a list for the whole country. And I said, hand warmers? In the South? Really? I mean, I could see, like, you know, Maine or New York or something, Vermont, but here? What are y'all doing with those hand warmers? Texter writes, I used to work in a factory and everyone there liked to smoke. He doesn't say what. They like to smoke. Everyone there liked to smoke. We all had fake urine and hand warmers in the car. Fake urine. Oh. Is it somebody else's urine? You can actually fake urine? I don't know. We all had fake urine and hand warmers in the car for randoms. We knew it would work because that's how we got the job. Oh, my. Could you text me back and let me know what y'all are manufacturing so I can not buy it? And maybe this American-made thing is overrated after all. I don't know. All right. Oh, boy. Where to begin? I want to break this down one more time because this is very important. I want to go back to what is going on our border because a huge thing just happened. And I forecast this a couple weeks ago about this judge's ruling. And I said it would take the conservative media a little while to catch on. There's so much going on. And I nailed this. Because I had a feeling what was going on here. Because the left never does anything for no reason. And, you know, if this separating the children from the parents at the border thing was a big deal and they wanted to embarrass Trump with it, they would have done it the day he took office. They would have done it, you know, in his first year, but they didn't. They didn't care about the children being separated then. They didn't care when Obama did. So what's going on? And you could tell what was going on when the a liberal judge immediately responded to all the protests with a ruling that said that the kids had to be reunited with the parents. And I said, this is going to be devastating because the only way they can reunite them with the parents and still meet the Flores ruling, which says that the kids have to be released within 20 days, would be to release the parents too. That this whole thing, the AstroTurf protest, Rachel Maddow's tears, all of that was just, it was AstroTurf. In order to force the catch and release of the parents and the kids. In other words, open borders. If you got a kid and you come here, you're free to go. You go spend 20 days in a prison cell, but they are going to let you go with your kid after 20 days. They're going to have to, which is virtual open borders, right? That was a brilliant tactic. And I said, I bet that's what that judge was doing. Well, it turns out I was right. And it's worse than that. Much worse than that. Do you see what happened yesterday? This is an outrage on so many levels. Another liberal judge kicked in a second ruling. And here's what's been going on. You probably heard that this courageous liberal judge has ordered that the kids be reunited. Well, that order was only to force Department of Homeland Security to release everybody, as I just explained, right? June 26th federal court ruling mandated children under 5 years in HHS custody be reunited with parents if they were separated at the border. Right? And so the Trump people said, no, we can't just, you know, turn them loose in the parking lot with their supposed parents. We don't know who their parents are. Give us time to DNA test, as the judge said, okay. Well, that was yesterday was the deadline, July 10th. And with some of them, they haven't reunited them. And the reasons they haven't reunited them is that the parents weren't the parents. Or a lot of these parents, some of the parents have been charged with murder. Some of them had been charged with rape, various other serious crimes, had gang affiliations, accused of child abuse, all of that. And the government is refusing to reunite them, even though the judge is ordering them to, because they're saying, you know, we can't place children with adults without completing the checks. I mean, that would never go on, locally. You wouldn't just dump the kid off with the first person who came to pick him up. Oh, here, have a kid. Are you the father? Oh, never mind. We're not going to check. People would be outraged. Anyway, the judge yesterday ordered, forget it. No more DNA testing. No, we're not doing that anymore. Just takes too much time. Just dump the kids with whoever brought them, and out the door they go. And if the kids aren't their kids, and if they're not their parents, if they're child abuser, who cares? Well, DHS right now is refusing. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's a stand down. It's about time they refused one of these stupid liberal orders on something. And they're saying, no, we're not. We are not letting them go until we DNA test them, figure out who's who and what's what. So that's what's going on right now at the border.
And they had it for the purpose of the case. They had 100 representative sample because they can't go through all the thousands of cases they have right now for reunification. Of the sample, there's 102 in the sample. Of that, at least 14 have not been reunited with the parents because the adults in question aren't their parents, or have been convicted of serious crimes, including rape and murder, blah blah blah. So the judge just said, "I don't care about any of that. Reunite them and send them into the country." This is the, you know, the left that cares so much for children. Okay, no DNA testing. Where's Rachel Maddow's tears? That's cruel. That's it. They don't care. They don't care. They want them dumped into the country. Now listen to what Breitbart writes. The parents then that actually are the parents, these parents have, according to DHS officials, been fitted with electronic monitoring bracelets and released into the U.S. Because they brought children with them illegally across the border. This catch and release policy is effectively mandated by for illegal aliens arriving with children younger than five by Judge Sabra's ruling. See, I told you. Along with U.S. District Judge Dolly Gee's refusal Monday to modify the 1997 Flores settlement. So what happened was they asked her, hey, listen, you know that Flores settlement that says we got to let the kids go after 20 days? If you put it together with Judge Sabra's ruling, it says after 20 days, all illegals get dumped to go free in the U.S. with their kids if they have a kid. She wouldn't modify it. So right now, we have a wide open border. This is a crisis. We have an absolute wide open border if you bring a kid with you. And I don't think the gravity of this has fully hit the conservative media yet. I expect them after this Breitbart article to begin figuring it out over the next couple of days. So put it all together, the astroturfed, the crying, the sudden caring after years of Obama doing it about kids being separated. What was that for? To get the court ruling. To open the border. If you have a kid. If you got a kid, that you can open the border. Yep. You can't stop it. So Trump is powerless to stop it right now. Eventually, the Supreme Court will rule on this. But you know how that goes. It's going to be 18 months to 2 years from now. Now, let me put it all together for you, because I've been putting the pieces of this together for you for a couple of weeks. Think about this, because we've been asking the question. This whole border issue has hurt the left. Get rid of ICE, and screaming and yelling about the kids. I remember they polled it, and the American people, including blacks and Hispanics, were with Trump. Not, you know, in much larger numbers than they were with the Democrats. So why are the Democrats doing something going into the midterms that hurts them anyway? Because the gains are much bigger long term. They think like that. And the reason they had to open the borders now with these judges' rulings, liberal judges, again, it comes back to the Marxist president who was just selected, who's now going to make it open Mexican policy that your patriotic duty is to rush the border and immigrate. So as to dissolve the border between the U.S. and Mexico. And that the Mexican government will help facilitate the trip to the border, getting over the border, all the stuff that they got to do. I mean, the government is actively, for the first time, going to admit to this, and that's going to be government policy. It makes perfect sense. The left saw this and went, huh. Okay, so he's going to send millions of them up to the border to mob it, like nothing we've ever seen, right? If they listen to him and do what he wants. We got to find a way to get them over the border. And this is the ingenious plan. Screaming about the kids. Got to be reunited. And judge is like, yeah, got to let him go on the American side. Boom. So you got your kids. You got yourself a kid today, man. You go right over that border. Welcome to America. It's brilliant. Is there not some way to expedite this case to the Supreme Court or something? I mean, this has got to stop. Texter writes, so the new border policy, per the judge's ruling, would be any criminal Mexican who wants to escape to the United States only needs to kidnap a kid or pay a good sum for one, and that will get him into this country as a refugee. Yeah. Yeah, because the judges, they don't want the DNA testing. They don't want to, because that's a way for Trump to stall. They want Ariba Andale right over the border, and, you know, who cares if it's the kid's parent or somebody who kidnapped him? They don't care. They don't care. Texter writes, with the federal judges saying kids have to go back with so-called parents and a kid is murdered or other crime, the judge should be prosecuted. People have to know about it for that to happen, and the media won't report it. Texter writes, the judge shouldn't modify the ruling. Congress should act. Oh, never mind. Solving problems isn't part of their job description. Yeah, this is the fault of Congress. This is, they like this. They like this idea. Get yourself a kid, any kid, kidnap the kid, doesn't matter. And, you know, you can get across the border. Because we have virtual open borders right now. That's what we have because of this judge's ruling. I mean, more so than we have had in a long time because Trump's Department of Homeland Security is powerless to stop them. Basically, you get yourself a kid, five and under, welcome to the country. And you got yourself a kid, five and older, yeah, they can hold both of you for 20 days, then they have to let you go. And they know they don't have the immigration judges to process all these people. So Trump's hands have been tied by two liberal judges who are like, eh, well, we make law now. Of course, Congress makes law and they could overrule the liberal judges, but they're not going to because they like the flood. And, you know, if kids get hurt by this, oh, well. And for a judge to say you can't have the time you need to DNA test these supposed kids and parents, you got to let them go. When the Trump administration has presented evidence in court that some of these people claiming to be parents are their cartel, they're murderers. They are convicted criminals in Mexico from Mexican prisons, and they don't care. They're like, put them back together, let them go. No DNA test. No time. Got to let them go. It's sickening. And, if there's anything that Rachel Maddow ought to be crying about, it's that. This is just going to cause more and more and more abuse of children. Did you hear about the other thing that's going on, though? There are thousands of kids being dumped at the border right now. The unaccompanied minors, they're just dumped there. Like the parents, no, I'm not kidding. They take them up to the border or they have the coyote do it and they dump them. They just leave them there. Now, why is that going on? Breitbart's writing about that today. There's thousands of them every month. Why is that happening? This is just so cruel and so sick, and Congress should fix this, but they don't care. Because if you are an unaccompanied minor at our border and you don't have any parental figures, they're just gone, they're not there, you're alone, guess what you get? Green card. Yep, green card. Green card comes with an automatic pathway to citizenship. And guess what happens the day they reward you with your green card? Which you automatically get if you're an unaccompanied minor, dumped there by the parents. It's why the parents don't want them, that's why they're dumping them. Guess what you get? On the day that they reward you the green card, you have a helpful government-paid person who begins the application for the chain migration for the rest of your family. And who comes first? Parents. Yep. So they're dumping them off at the border because of this. Because of the chain migration that Trump has begged them to fix. But Paul Ryan would not remove in the bill. Border Patrol found a 3-year-old yesterday wandering along the river that abuts the U.S. by herself. Just wandering along. She'd been dumped by the coyote. 3 years old. You want to talk about cruelty. And yet, where's the GOP leadership? Nowhere. They're fine with it. They like it. Where's the Democrat leadership? Oh, they're totally in favor of this. One of the most heartbreaking clips of audio that I played recently, I had to dig it back up again. It was a Border Patrol guy, and he's on CNN. And he's talking about just in the last couple of weeks, watching a 9-year-old die of heat stroke. Nothing they could do. It was too late by the time they found him in the desert. 9. No parents. Died alone. All they could do was hold him while he died. Now, if Rachel Maddow wants to cry about that, like that would be a thing to cry about. This is what they do, and they don't care. This is what the Democrats and the Republican leadership are doing to thwart Trump. So there is literally a civil war, a battle for control of our border going on between the president and Congress. And that bill that Paul Ryan, it just failed miserably and in terrible embarrassment to him in the chamber. Paul Ryan is the Speaker of the House. He's the Republican leader of the House. That failed. It kept the chain migration. So none of this was going to change this using this almost prostituting of children at the border. Which is an outrage. I feel for them. They are innocent. And nobody cares. And the irony of it is the people who care the most, the ones who dig into this and doing the reporting of Breitbart, and they're the ones blocked on Facebook. You can't hardly see a Breitbart article that's shared because nobody wants you to know the truth. Meanwhile, Judicial Watch got a hold of this. Finally, 224 pages of documents. And you know what is documents? That unaccompanied alien children, you know, the kind being dumped at the border, processed during the Obama years. In other words, they were let into the country and given the green card, right? You get the green card, win the lottery, whole family comes. Processed during the Obama years included violent criminals, drug smugglers, and human traffickers who passed themselves off as kids. We knew it, and we let them in anyway. This is such a betrayal by our government. It is. Examples of incident reports. Oh, this is the 1,000 reports they have. We're organized into four general categories. Listen to this. Unaccompanied minors admitting to murder, belonging to MS-13, threatening others with rape, admitting to drug smuggling, molesting other unaccompanied minors, and seriously assaulting unaccompanied minors or staff. They were all let into the country. This is a pile that was let into the country, but the reports on them read like this. Second category. As you love how some bureaucrat took the time to sort them into four categories. Isn't that helpful? Unaccompanied minors who were raped and or molested en route to the U.S. Not fabulous. Well, you know, we're going to send 12-year-old Susie. She'll get raped on the way up here. That's why we give her birth control. But she's going to get that green card and then we're going to all come. It's going to be great. Paul Ryan loves this. Category number three, U.S. government contractors and employees allegedly assaulting or having sexual relationships with unaccompanied minors. Fabulous. Oh, that's awesome. They get victimized crossing the desert, then they get victimized by us. Another number four category, other incidents, crimes, abuse, or self-harm. They were all let in. Some singular examples. Listen to me. We let these people in. A male unaccompanied minor at the BCFS shelter in Fairfield, California, admitted during his interview to being forced to kill while working for the Gulf cartel in Mexico. There's a dreamer for you. Yeah, they let him in. A male unaccompanied minor being cared for at the Heartland International RC facility reported that he'd been an MS-13 gang member for a year. Another guy said he'd been made to kill three people by a drug cartel. I mean, but other than that, I'm sure he's a great kid. A male unaccompanied minor housed at Kids Peace Shelter told another male there, "I am a rapist. I am going to rape you." They let him in, into the country. Let's see. All of the kids, okay, a UAC at Morrison Peso, the child care center there, informed a youth care worker that all of the kids at Peso, the unaccompanied minors, were snorting white pills, and that some residents had brought the pills into the facility and that all the residents are snorting the white pills all the times of the day. Kids explained they were taking the pills because MS-13 had given them the pills to get them addicted so they could sell them drugs. Great. Yeah, here's another one. A male UAC unaccompanied minor said he was an MS-13 gang member who'd been selling drugs. He told social workers the reason the gang members made kids use drugs was to get them addicted. That makes sense. Make some money off of that. Again, keep in mind, these are the ones we let in. An unaccompanied minor who said he'd worked as a human smuggler. A female who said she was the daughter of a coyote, a human smuggler. They let her in. Let's see. Oh, here. A female at Sandy Pines who attacked a staff member with a chair after being told to stop inappropriate sexual behavior toward another person with a knife. Wait, toward another person. After she was restrained, she threatened to stab an unidentified person with a knife. She kept in a room. The report concludes by saying the unaccompanied minor will continue to work on identifying and implementing coping skills to manage her mood. They let her into the country. This is what's on our streets, folks. Now, put that together with the whole week that I've done here. The four illegal immigrants who kidnapped the 13 to 14-year-old girls, there was the national manhunt for them that you never heard about because they were illegal immigrants. And I was just aghast at what we're letting into this country. Well, there you go. Oh, by the way, they have no way to confirm that the unaccompanied minors are actually minors. So they have no identifying documents. So if you say you're a minor, you're 23, oh, well, welcome to America. Please don't rape anybody. This is where we are as a country. And Trump can't stop it right now because of these two judges and what they've just ruled. It's bad. It's going to be bad. I don't know what happens next. I don't know what to tell you. I wonder what it would actually take. I mean, like millions on the border? Would they act then instead of just tens of thousands? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Ralph emails me commenting on the judge's ruling yesterday, which effectively implemented open borders for all who bring a kid with them. Any kid, pick up a kid, doesn't matter. Your kid, somebody else's kid, some kid you found in the desert, whatever. Yep. And the judges, if that, especially if that kid is under five, man, I mean, they got, you got to let him go. And then if over five, they, you can hold him for 20 days, and then you got to let him go in the country. So get into the U.S. free ticket. Ralph writes in an email to me at Tara@1063WORD. Tara, it makes no sense. The parents already abandoned the kid in the desert, so why should they ever be reunited? Good question. We would not reunite an American who dumped their kid off in Mexico to fend for themselves. No, we'd charge that parent. It is child abuse to start with, so why give a kid back to an abusive parent? Yeah, just basic common sense right there. Texter writes, Rachel Madcow has enough to cry about, especially when she looks in the mirror in the morning. Ouch. Texter writes, pro is the opposite of con, hence why there is no progress in Congress. Let's see. Texter writes, Tara, the hand warmers are for the bras. Okay. Not sure what you'd do with them, but all right. I asked and you responded. Oh, boy. Texter writes, Tara, Trump does not have to obey the judge, any judge on immigration. He is plenary power, the highest authority, but let's let CNN do our legal analysis. Well, right now, the Department of Homeland Security is saying they're going to ignore the judge's ruling. They're going to continue DNA testing. They're not going to reunite these kids with their supposed parents until they know who the parents are. They could figure it out. So good for them. For now. I wish I had the video of this. This is awesome. I know we'll be talking about this tomorrow. Trump at the NATO summit. I love when he gets together with European leaders because they do not know how to handle him. He is not like any of our other politicians who let them, you know, run all over him. Headline, Trump blasts NATO allies intense exchange. Says Germany is totally controlled by Russia. Not the kind of thing a guy who's totally controlled by Russia would say, now is it? Now, so the argument Trump's making, he's like, listen, Germany and France just cut a big new oil/natural gas deal with Russia instead of us. And we've got all those, you know, we've now got like Poland and all of those Eastern European countries. They're buying our natural gas. They're buying oil. Trump wanted Germany and France to do that. But Germany and France instead are buying from Russia. So Trump's basically saying, listen, you know, Germany is now buying 70% of its energy bill is going to Russia, which props them up because 80% of their economy is based on, you know, oil and natural gas sales. And he's like, and then they turn around and want us to pay 70% of the NATO bill to protect them from guess who? Russia. I says, you know, we're not doing it anymore. This is stupid. Trump said it is, this is from the article, is not fair to American taxpayers that Germany buys oil and gas from Russia while enjoying the umbrella of defense provided by U.S. dollars. Germany is a captive of Russia, he said, pointing out that the country pays billions and billions of dollars to Russia for energy. Trump said that was inappropriate. Yes, you know what he's basically saying. Do you remember when he went on the big trip and he had the energy summit with all those Eastern European countries and they all agreed to buy from him? And then he snubbed Germany and France. Remember, he wouldn't meet with them because they had not agreed to buy from us. So he's trying to open up new markets simultaneously while reducing our NATO bill. It's awesome. It's just brilliant. Anyway, he just slapped them around and the media is going to slap him around for being mean to them. But that doesn't change the truth of the matter. So good for them. He's got Germany on its heels. Yeah, you know, so at the same time, he's basically saying too, okay, so drop your tariffs too. Let us sell our cars in your markets, by the way, too, and you better be, you know, buying at least some of your energy from us. So I mean, if you think about how ridiculous it's been, we pay 70% of the NATO bill. France and Germany don't have to keep large sitting military to defend themselves from Russia. They buy the oil and natural gas from Russia. Russia gets rich and funds its own military. All the while we pay all these bills, Germany and France are blocking our goods from competing fairly in their markets with tariffs 30% higher than ours on average. And then they look at us, oh yeah, pay for our military too, and like a bunch of chumps we did. Do you understand now why Trump seems so angry when he talks to these people? They took us for fools. All right, can't wait to see what else came out of this. We'll have updates tomorrow. Enjoy the day.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.